You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And on the Fan Hotline right now is Wes Durham of the ACC Network. Good morning, Wes. How are you doing this morning? It's good to talk to you.
My gosh, I get Pittsburgh legends this early.
Well, and we get a radio and television legend as well.
And I just want to know, you know, what kind of contracts Dickerson got worked up at this point? You know, I mean, do it all, play in the league, the whole bit. What kind of deal, Doran? How are we doing?
He's on a 1-year rotating deal. He's renegotiating. He's like basically got an NIL deal.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's going back to the drawing board. There's two portal windows for Doran annually.
two portal. Yeah, it's what we all aspire for, Pat, is a portal window in our lives.
That's right. It's right. Leverage.
Oh, Wes.
Holy cow. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great. Obviously, college football starts this weekend. We're right here. Oh. It comes by, and it comes fast every single year, faster and faster every single year. But we're here. College football is right around the corner. And we wanted to have you on today. I mean, our Pitt Panthers, they're gearing up to play Duquesne next Saturday and then, you know, play some non-conference games, and then they're right in the ACC play. I mean, after last year, the Panthers started off on fire, and then obviously they tailed off at the end, and well, in the middle of the season, tailed off towards the end of the season. But Eli Holstein's back, Wes. You have two preseason All-Americans, Kyle Lewis on defense, Desmond Reed on offense. In your opinion, how can these Pitt Panthers fare this year? What can they do in the ACC?
Well, I think to be 3-0 playing Louisville will be really good, because I think Louisville is one of those teams like Pitt. You know, Doran and Pat, I think I've tried to get beyond this all summer, and I can't do it. I mean, there's Clemson, there's Miami, and then there's this group, right? There's a group of five teams, potentially six. And I keep telling people, college football has kind of worked its way into a strange parity process here. I mean, like, I get Ohio State and Texas are favorites, Penn State's up there, things like that. But when you work this thing all the way out, like in the ACC – I mean, Roddy Jones and I were talking about it a couple of weeks ago. You can get to six teams if you're willing to look beyond Clemson. If you look beyond Clemson, I think is one of the five best teams in the country. But if you look beyond Clemson, I can give you six teams that I think are capable of being in the ACC championship game. And I think Pitt's one of them. And I think one of the things you have to do is you've got to get to certain games in your schedule. And Pitt, fortunately, has that opportunity in the first month because you play Louisville at home on the 27th of September. And I think that's a huge game. I think it's a big game for Louisville. It's a big game for Pitt. If both teams are undefeated, it just gets bigger. And I think that's one of the value pieces this league is going to have this year. You know, let's get the week one stuff and the landscape and the week two, some of that, week three, you know, put in its proper perspective, because now, you know, with beyond four teams, you can lose a game and probably still recover. But for Pitt, I think in its silo, that getting to that Louisville game at 3-0, and then you look at Louisville, Boston College, Florida State, Syracuse, NC State, and Stanford in a run. And those six games are probably going to dictate a lot of what this 2025 season is.
You know, Wes, you grew up, your father, a legendary broadcaster for the North Carolina Tar Heels, and there's a new sheriff in town. in Chapel
Really?
Hill.
Really? There's a new one. There's a new guy
there's
there.
There's a new sheriff and,
that,
and a deputy.
Is that late news, Pat?
And a deputy,
is that late news?
And a deputy sheriff as well who seems to be running the show to some degree. People ask me all the time, the Panthers don't play North Carolina this year, but I will have a keen eye on what happens down there. And my contention is that I don't think there's any part of this that's in the middle. I think it's either going to be really good or really bad. And I don't know how it's going to go. You know a little bit more about what Bill Belichick has in his war chest. What do you expect to see from the Tar Heels this year? Because I think it's a story in the ACC that if they're good, they could really elevate the conference from a reputational perspective.
Well, let me take the last part first. Not since World War II has anybody talked this much about Carolina football. And the last time they talked this much about Carolina football, there weren't this many platforms to talk about it.
Right.
Right? The Q rating for the University of North Carolina as an institution has been, you know, as I jokingly told some people last week when we were on the road show at Chapel Hill, I said, the Q rating's been obnoxious. It's so much. this is, and look, I'm trying not to be speak with a lot of hyperbole on this. This, what's getting ready to take place in Chapel Hill is one of the most unique things in the college football landscape to ever happen. We're talking about a six-time Super Bowl champion who at beyond 70 years old has decided that he's going to coach in college for the first time since he coached for 4 weeks as a GA for Lou Holtz at NC State before Lou Holtz left after he hired Bill Belichick to take the Jets job. That's the only college experience Bill Belichick has, is like a month or 3 weeks with Lou Holtz in Raleigh where he, you know, probably mastered pouring coffee in a styrofoam cup. For me, I think Carolina has a what I like to be kind and call easy schedules door and workable now. I think Carolina has a very workable schedule, okay? But what I see in that schedule is they have to continue to get better as the year goes on. I have no idea if they're going to win on Labor Day night, but it's going to be one of the great scenes in Carolina football history, if not ACC football and beyond. But for me, after watching them practice, I'm fairly convinced they're going to be okay on defense just from the fact that he's coaching them. And you guys know as well as I do, he's never had a bad defense, okay? There have been some brutal offensive displays in New England and other places where he's coached, Cleveland, places like that, but there's not been problems defensively. Offensively is my question. Who are going to be the playmakers? I think Jordan Shipp, the wide receiver, has a chance to be pretty good. I think Lopez is a dual threat guy that can make plays. Their offensive line should be a little better than last year, but can they just go out, like for instance, next week from Monday night against TCU, Dorn and Pat, can they go out and just like execute without penalty, no turnovers, things like that? Because as you guys know, that's going to be a big key to whether or not they can win the 50-50 game. And I think he is a, for all the bullets he took at New England, and rightly so with his relationship with the media, he's been okay here. I mean, he was very, I wouldn't call him, you know, glib, but he was fun to talk with in Chapel Hill. Now, we didn't fireball the questions and things like that. We were talking football. And I think when people start to listen to him, they're going to realize he actually enjoys being here. And I think when we get right down to it at the end of the day, guys, he wants to coach. He likes being around ball. And come to think of it, we all do. That's why we do what we do.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wes, last question for you, and it's a college football question as a whole. And this is a big quarterback class that could enter the 2026 NFL draft.
Yes, it is.
If you were to bet right now, if you were a betting man and had to bet right now, who has a better season this year in college football, Arch Manning or Drew Aller?
Wow, that's a really good question. Because I was infinitely impressed with Aller last year when I was at State College for the CFP game. I really like their team, by the way. I think Singleton and Catron Allen are terrific. And here's kind of where I am. I think Drew Aller and Penn State are capable of running the table. I think they're one of the four or five teams that could go undefeated in college football this year. So I'm going to take – I think Texas is too, by the way. Manning has skill guys around him, certainly Wisner, and if Baxter's back at 100%, Doran, you know how good they can be running the ball, right? Mm-hmm. And the quarterback's best friend, Bostic, is a running back.
Yep.
But for me, I just think Penn State's been there. Texas has too. They both were in the playoff last year. It just feels like that Penn State's kind of been building a little more. But Texas has had those are two really good teams and two really good players. But I'd lean Aller only because he's done it for an entire year like last year.
Wes, you are the man. Thank you for taking time this morning. It's good catching up with you, and we'll see you this college football season, man.
Yeah, I hope so. You guys are always fun to visit with. Take care of Billy for me, okay? We'll see you guys soon.
Will do. Thanks, Wes.
All right. See you guys.
See you, Wes. Yeah, he's the best. He really is. Just a wealth of knowledge.
Smooth.
Yeah, very smooth. Got that nice southern drawl to him, too.
I love it.
Yeah,
makes you comfortable.
Yeah, definitely.
Makes you want to sit down and watch a game that he's calling, right?
Absolutely.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.